1920s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Go talk to your Tri-Clean Gasoline. Helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
That last Chucky Hepburn bucket a couple of minutes ago gets him in the 1,000-point club in Wisconsin. He has 16 here today. 11 minutes and 22 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 64, Illinois 63 with A.J. Storr stepping to the free throw line. 17 points for Storr. He is 5 of 6 at the line. When he missed a couple minutes ago, it was the first of the day. The Badgers 12 of 13 at the stripe. His free throw, Storr, is good. Start another streak. Badgers 13 out of 14. Illinois 12 out of 15 at the stripe. 65-63 Wisconsin. Second free throw, Storr on the way, and he left that short. Coleman Hawkins pulls it down for Illinois. Now Marcus Damask has 15 points today. Max Klesman back in there for Wisconsin. Damask going to work on him. Left of the lane. They have him isolated. Now a dig from Wall. Kick out Hawkins. Long three straight away. Back rim no good. Long rebound. Damask up top. Inside Danger. Low on the left. And he'll send it in. Two-hand jam for Dane. Danger tied at 65. 10:55 remaining. Hepburn throwing to Wall. Turns to Klesman high on the left. Max against Luke Goody. He's off to Crowell. Now right of the circle. Tossed it back out to Wall. Turns the left wing for Storr. Driving on Hawkins. Baseline left. One pump. Reverse layup at the bottom of the rim. And the rebound comes down to Illinois. Goody ahead to Terrence Shannon. Shannon drops it back to Goody. Outside right. Sends it back out to Shannon. And nice fake to get by Klesman. Swoops to the rim. Layup is good for Terrence Shannon Jr. Illinois leads 67-65. 10:20 remaining. Klesman against Hawkins. Right of the lane, throws to Crowell, feeds Hepburn. Chucky kills the dribble, loops it inside for Wall. He got fouled by Goody along the left lane line.
Very important for Wisconsin to get a good possession there. They did. If for whatever reason a bad shot would have been taken there and Illinois comes down and scores, I thought Greg was going to maybe have to take a timeout there. Because they execute, you stop the momentum a little bit.
Blackwell in, Storr out, Hepburn inbounding, Walsh on the floor. Goody helping him up as play continues. Here's Hepburn around a crowd screen to the free throw line, knocked away, but Shannon guilty of the foul. And he knew it. There's the foul on Terrence Shannon Jr. is his second. 67-65 Illinois with 10:04 to play. That's team foul number 6 on the Illini. The Badgers are guilty of 3. Now Ty Rogers with the 3 fouls ready to check back in. He'll come in for Danger. And Danger has helped his team. Or actually, check that. He's going to come in for Terrence Shannon. Yeah. He has 21 points. Hepburn to Crowell. Baseline right. Crowell starts the back. Danger trying to hold his ground. Crowell still right of the lane. Brings it back out front. Leaves it for Klesman. Max off the Crowell screen. Right of the lane. Throws it back out to Stevie. Up top, 5 to shoot. Blackwell, baseline left. Driving to the cup. Kick out Max for 3. Right side. It's short, no good. Rebound, Danger of Illinois. 9:40 to play, 67-65 the Illini. Damask between the circles. Off the Goody screen. Slips it to Goody for 3, right of the circle. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Rogers tipped it, kept it alive, gathers, works it back out to Damask. He'll try a 3, and it's good. From left of the circle. And a 5-point lead for Illinois. Greg Gard's going to use a timeout here as Illinois at 1 point down 10. They erased it quickly. And the Illini now up 5. This will be a full timeout. 9 minutes, 17 seconds remaining. Illinois 70, Wisconsin 65. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
at Shields. We know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Wisconsin, our coverage of Wisconsin basketball in the postseason is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. At one point in the second half, the Badgers led 61-51. Since then, it's been a 19-4 run for the Illini. 9:17 to play. Illinois 70, Wisconsin 65. Greg Gard using his timeout. He has two available. This is an Illinois team that is the fourth most efficient in the nation, their offensive efficiency numbers. So I mentioned they weren't going to panic down 10 with all day remaining. And they've just got guys who can, no matter what, if you think they're doing everything right, Terrence Shannon Jr. can make plays, and Marcus DeMast, the same thing. Now for Wisconsin, you got Storr and Chucky Hepburn, who are fitting that description with some of the shot making from those guys.
Well, there's more left in this team, but right now, it's the little plays. Ty Rogers, you know, creates an extra opportunity for that kick out three. Wisconsin was so good on the glass there, Matt. It's the little things right now. Now, offensively, Wisconsin hasn't scored in 2 minutes. A lot of it was Chucky kind of driving, attacking when that offense was clicking. Look to put Chucky in a high pick and roll, let him play, and then see from there what is open with it. But the way that Chucky's been playing this second half, let him be your playmaker.
A.J. Storr, sideline right, front court will inbound. Gets it into Wall. Takes the handoff to Storr, right foul line extended. Gets it to Hepburn. Chucky up top against Luke Goody. Hepburn with a bounce for Wall. Quick turn on Rogers. He got fouled by Rogers. That's his fourth. And that should be team foul number 7, I believe. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
it'll be a
1-1
one for Wall.
Wisconsin with only 3 fouls so far.
Now the Wall stepping to the foul line for the first time. Terrence Shannon, whose rest was a rather brief one, he is in for Rogers. Wall with 4 points here today, a 1-1 for Tyler. 9:07 remaining, 5-point lead Illinois. Front end for Wall on the way, it's good. 71-66, the Illini. And free throw coming up for Wall, the 6'9 grad student from Lakeville, Minnesota. Free throw airborne, and that's too long, no good. Rebound Marcus DeMast. 9:05 to play, 70-66 Illinois. DeMast gets a goodie screen. Klesmit now will make the switch as Storr picks up DeMast. DeMast trying to back. Trying to back while he's throwing.
Yeah, it's going to be
arm.
On AJ.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll get Storr for his second foul, team's fourth.
AJ, no, AJ's not putting a lot of those situations. AJ, two hands
yeah.
once.
Tough
two
to,
hands
yeah, tough
twice.
To defend that booty ball for some, right?
For many, some, yes.
For many, especially. Yes. In general, for many, for some especially so. Inbounds pass to Danger, gets it to DeMast at the top of the circle again against Storr. DeMast high on the left with a shot clock at 10. Storr with a quick reach in. Now DeMast with a turn. Left of the lane. Pushed it up and missed, but a foul on Storr. Yeah, they're just.
And I don't know why Wisconsin is switching that action, Matt. I don't. Max Klesman has been on him the majority of the game. The last two possessions, DeMasc has been able to get AJ on him. And he's taking advantage of him.
And DeMasc at the foul line, where he's 3 of 4 today. He has 18.6 rebounds, 7 assists. First free throw is good. 71-66 Illinois, 8:38 remaining.
And I don't know what action, but the last two times, one time was in transition. Mm-hmm. That last time, I don't know why there was a switch by Wisconsin.
Second free throw coming up for Marcus DeMasc, looking for his 20th point. He had 31 in the game at the Kohl Center on March 2nd. Second free throw is good. And a six-point lead for Illinois, its longest of the day. Luke Goody will come out. Quincy Guerrier back in. 72-66 Illinois, 8:38 remaining. Hepburn, Wall, Storr, Klesman, and Crowell, the five of the four for Wisconsin. Wall hands off to Storr. A.J., left lane line to the rim. Layup is good. First field goal of the second half for Storr, 72-68 Illinois.
But he does do that well.
8 minutes and 20 seconds to play in this Big Ten Tournament Championship game. DeMasc against Klesman. Here's the booty ball again. DeMasc left of the lane, backing a dig from Wall. DeMasc retreats, now moving it again, baseline left. A dig from Wall again, whip out past Shannon for three, right corner, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Storr goes off his leg, but Klesman is there. And the Badgers get the stop. Max will jog it up the right sideline.
Well, Max ended up on...
Yes.
DeMasc there, and all of a sudden, look at what happens. Much different.
Jesse Hepburn bobbing off the crowd screen. Hepburn left of the lane. Step back, mid-range. Good. Hepburn with 18. Badgers within two with 7:43 remaining. 72-70, the Illini. DeMasc sets the floor for Illinois on the dribble to the front court against Klesman. 7.5 minutes to play. DeMasc picks up the dribble. The bounce for Shannon. He's with Hepburn. Shannon holds it off the left hip. Now the left-hand dribble. Switches to his right. Crosses over. Left lane line. Push it up. Wild shot. No! But a foul is called. Jeffrey Anderson on the call. I'm going to say verticality was lost. All right, they're going to get Crowell. And, boy, I got to tell you.
I don't like it. It's late. Like that's why I don't like it. It's a foul call right away.
Yeah. All right. We'll go to commercial break. 7:21 remaining. Illinois 72. Wisconsin 70. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Wisconsin basketball postseason coverage is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. 7 minutes, 21 seconds remaining. Illinois 72, Wisconsin 70. A foul called. Terrence Shannon on a drive. Stephen Crowell called for the foul. We were looking at the replays during the break. There was contact from Stevie. Jeffrey Anderson, who made the call, was claiming that Crowell lost verticality. That wasn't really necessarily
the
issue.
It wasn't the verticality. No. And yes, there was contact. Now, there's been contact a lot of the game as well. I get where the fouls. I mean, there was contact.
Yep.
No question there was contact.
Yep. Terrence Shannon Jr. at the line, where he's 7 of 8. 21 points for him today. He shoots two. First free throw. In and out and back in. He was 8 of 9 from the foul line in that first game against Wisconsin en route to a 23-point day. Second free throw is good. 74-70, Illinois. 7 minutes, 21 seconds remaining. Lesmond will jog it right side front court. Goes to Crowell. Turns to Storr left wing against Coleman Hawkins. Storr out to Chucky. Covered up by Shannon. Hepburn left wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Out to Crowell. He's with danger. 10 to shoot. Klesmith to the free throw line. Out to Crowell for three. Straight on. Front rim, no.
Foul.
No good. Goody. He tied up Tyler Wall. Luke Goody is called for the foul. So another 1-1 coming up for Wisconsin. And for Goody, that'll be his fourth. 6:56 to play. Badgers down four. Had a good look there for Stevie, just short of that three-point try.
That's where you wonder, do the legs start getting heavy a little bit? Because it's front rim, right?
Yep. One and one for Wall, who's 1 of 2 at the foul line. He has 5 points so far today. And the front end is on the way, and it's straight through. 74-71, the Illini. 6 minutes, 56 seconds to play in this championship game. Wall with his three rhythm dribbles, and the second free throw is good. 74-72, Illinois. 6:55, clock running left in Minneapolis. Marcus Damask, he has 20 points today, 7-9 for the floor. To the front court, gets a screen from Goody. Damask driving left of the lane, stops, throws it up over Crowell. No good. Rebound loose. Damask is there. Feeds Shannon right side. Second chance, Illinois. Shannon between the circles against Tyler Wall. Shannon sizes him up. Trying to cross over, bobble to dribble, gets it back, 8 to shoot. Shannon against Wall. Fakes the three, throws up a three, missed it. He got Wall to bite on it. And Terrence Shannon, when you're that good, you get jumpy defensively. That's four on Wall.
Yeah, they've got to look at this because they're saying three. It might have been a two. It's exactly what they're looking at right now.
Yep.
Now, Tyler, you know, you knew he was going with a step back three. So he had done all the ball handling, didn't get anywhere, pulled it out. You knew the shot clock was coming down. You got to be able to pull that out, no, and then stay down.
It'll be three shots for Terrence Shannon Jr., who is 9 of 10 at the foul line. First free throw is good. 80% free throw shooter coming into the game. And he's been better than that so far today, 75-72 Illinois. Carter Gilmore ready to check in for Wisconsin. Second free throw. That's good. Gilmore in for Wall. 4-point lead, Illinois. Goody out. Guerrier in. Third and final free throw for Terrence Shannon Jr. And he made them all. 77-72 Illinois. 6:28 remaining. Chucky Hepburn for Wisconsin. Left sideline, front court. Now on the attack, baseline left. One pump, tough pass. Got out to Crowell. Feeds Klesmith for three. Left of the circle, money. Max Klesmith's second hit from distance. 77-75 Illinois. 6:10 to play. Damask through the center circle. High screen, Guerrier. Boy, knocked down Klesman. Now Guerrier open for three. Off the rim, no. Rebound, back tapped out. Hawkins had it. Knocked away by Klesman. Shannon has it. Darts it inside. Guerrier, layup, no. Crowd tips it ahead to Storr. Here's A.J. Shannon's back. Storr to the rim. Shot blocked by Hawkins inside. It's loose. Gilmore to the floor. Gets possession. They get a held ball. Arrow, Wisconsin. Oh, great hustle by Carter Gilmore off a fierce block inside.
And the block was by Coleman Hawkins, but there was four Illinois players there. And Carter Gilmore comes out of nowhere to get the jump balls. Like, that plays a huge play in this game.
5:43 to play. Inbounds pass to Story. Got fouled by Hawkins. That'll be team foul number 9. And Storr goes to the free throw line. The foul on Hawkins, his second.
Don't overlook that play with 5:42 left in this game. A missed layup by Illinois. They come down. AJ goes up for the shot. Gets blocked. It sits on the ground. There's four Illinois players around it. And somehow Carter Gilmore is able to go and get the ball and get an extra possession. And it results in free throws for Wisconsin.
And there was some confusion if this is a two-shot foul or a one-and-one. As A.J. Storr steps to the line, he has 20 points in the game, 6 of 8 at the line. It's a one-and-one, but it now is a two-shot foul as he hits the front end.
The next one will be a double bonus.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin still with, well, actually, Badgers now with the 7 fouls. 77-76, Illinois. 5:42 remaining. A.J. with the second free throw coming up on the way. And it's off the rim and in. We're tied at 77. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play as the Badgers fans back on their feet. Damask left side front court. Klesman digs in. Damask looking over the floor. Up a danger screen. Blocked out Klesman. Max recovering as Damask inside pushed it up and in with the right hand.
And they're letting him play. It's starting to get physical and they're letting him play.
79-77, the Illini. 5:15 remaining. Gilmore out high. Hands at the Storr. Hawkins defending. A screen from Gilmore. Storr backing on Luke Goody. Storr in the lane. Goes up right hand. Good. Tied yet again. This time it's 79. 5 minutes remaining for the title. Marcus Damask outside left. Goody the screen. Damask on the left wing. Backing down on Klesman. Backing mid-post left to Dick from Storr. Goody's open. Shot fake. Sidestep left. Three in the air. Around and out. No good. Hepburn runs down the rebound. 4:43 remaining. Tied at 79. Chucky left sideline off the Gilmore screen. Curls baseline left. Drives the baseline through the lane. Back into the paint. One pump. Pivots. Runs it back out to Klesman. 15 to shoot. Klesman off the crowd bump. Max circles back. Fakes the three. Covered up by Danger. Throw to crowd. Backing on Damask. Turns up right hand. Front rim no good. Rebound Hawkins. 4:20 to play. Lead feed. Danger catching low on the left. Layup good. Danger busting down the floor is rewarded. And a timeout taken with 4:16 remaining. Illinois back on top. This will be a full timeout. 4 minutes, 16 seconds to play. Illinois 81, Wisconsin 79. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Update your home with new flooring from Menards. Check out our great selection of Shaw flooring. Add comfort with soft and luxurious carpet. Transform the look of any living space with durable laminate flooring. Update your space effortlessly with Shaw's stylish Citadel vinyl plank flooring. It's durable, waterproof, and easy to install. On sale now through March 24th. Check out our entire selection of flooring today and see the rest of our deals on Menards.com.
Save big money at
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are
or in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Our coverage of Wisconsin basketball in the postseason is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Illinois using a timeout. Dane Danger running the floor. Got rewarded. 4 minutes, 16 seconds remaining. The Illini 81, the Wisconsin Badgers 79.
There's been a lot of guys that step up for both teams, whether it's Carter Gilmore, Dane Danger, guys that haven't necessarily had a huge impact throughout the year. At times they have, but not consistent. Don't know when their number's been called, and they've answered for this team. And that's what makes this thing beautiful. That's what makes this game so great, is guys have stepped up when their number's been called.
Well, that has been the case. We mentioned it with Danger in the game against Ohio State on Friday with the 18 points, 9 today. Carter Gilmore with 7 points, 3 rebounds, and a great dig to keep a possession alive and leading to points eventually for Wisconsin. I mean, a lot of shot making, but a lot of, again, we're probably wearing out the term gritty, but there are a lot of gritty plays being made, too.
Oh, both ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, but that's what March is.
Yep.
Now, I'm a firm believer that March is all about the toughest, grittiest team. There's a reason UConn won the thing last year. There's a reason I went in playing close games. Like, they're a gritty team.
Yes.
But both of these teams, for them to go far in March, for them to win a championship, it's going to come down to who makes those plays, like the Carter Gilmore play. Who continues to make the most of those for the next 4 minutes and 16 seconds? Whoever does that is going to have a championship.
Talk about the big dance being the big show. If this is an undercard, it's quite the undercard, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Crowell, Storr, Klesmet, Wall, and Hepburn. Wall out there with 4 fouls. It's Wisconsin ball as Wall inbounds to Chucky Hepburn. Logs it right side. Shannon waits for him. A throw to Crowell on the right wing. Flips at the Wall high on the right. He'll feed Klesmet. Max right corner. Can't get free. Now Crowell hands off to Max again. Klesmet feeds Crowell. Up top, shot clock is at 12. Crowell will give off to Wall. Shot clock at 10. Wall against Ty Rogers. Now to Max for 3 in the lead. He hit it from right into the circle. Max Klesmet with a triple. 82-81 Wisconsin.
And Illinois went under the screen, and I don't know why, but I'm not questioning it.
3:40 remaining. Damask left side against Klesmet. Here's the booty ball game again. Backing Damask. Left block pushing up. Knocked away Wall, but they'll get him for a foul. And that's it. Tyler Wall will foul out. With 3 minutes and 32 seconds remaining. He just played the replay there, and boy, that's...
It's a tough call. It's a tough call. But this isn't a timeout like Illinois is trying to steal here. The reason it's a tough call, and you got to fight through it, but Tyler comes through and swings through on that. Don't swing through. Don't give him a reason.
Yep.
Don't give him a reason.
Marcus Damask, an 88% free throw shooter, 5 of 6 today, will go to the free throw line. First free throw is good, tied at 82. You know, the Badgers yesterday, with all the talk about the whistle, and he said the key was don't cry, move on to the next play, keep going.
Well, and for there, it is. I think if he goes straight up, probably doesn't call, that action and that motion will result to it.
Second free throw good for Damask. Illinois has the lead back, 83-82, with 3.5 minutes remaining. Hepburn throwing to Carter Gilmore. Gilly on the dribble left side, gives off the Storr on the attack, right lane line stops, pops, off the rim and out, no good. Ty Rogers the rebound for Illinois. Now Damask up the left sideline to the front court. 3:15 to play. 1-point lead Illinois. Damask against Klesmet. And again starting to back down. Kicked out to Hawkins. He feeds Damask left of the lane. Klesmet trying to hang tough.
He traveled.
He walked with a boy. Yep, trying to back down again was Damask. Guilty of the extra step. Turnover Illinois with 3:04 to play. Nine turnovers for Illinois. Here's Hepburn up the floor. He was wanted to get it started. Klesman a little late to the party, and now Hepburn will set the table with under 3 minutes to play. Chucky, right of the lane, attacking, throws it up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Dane Danger. Back-to-back empty possessions for Wisconsin. 2:45 to play, 83-82 Illinois. Marcus Damask out front, holds it off the right hip. Hepburn defending. We got Klesman on Shannon now. Shannon has the ball. Shot clock at 10. Shannon, left of the lane, scoops it up. Blocked out of bounds by Crowell. Shot clock at 8. Game clock at 2:29. 83-82. Illinois, as Luke Goody is set to check back in for the Illini. He'll sub in for Ty Rogers. Illinois inbounding, baseline left.
With Goody in the game, you got to make sure you stay attached to him. He's the shooter, but they're going to get drivers or some action. You can't help too much on him and giving him open one.
Store is on Goody. Damask baseline left, looking. A lob into Shannon, catching and scoring. Flying in the lane on the catch and the flip. 85-82 Illinois. 2:22 remaining. Here's Carter Gilmore, hands off to Store. He's with Hawkins, who slapped it away. Store gets it back along the left sideline. A.J. will feed Crowell at the top. Hands off to Hepburn. Chucky out to Klesman against Damask at the right point. Shot clock at 10. Gilmore right of the circle. Carter looking for help. Dribbling out high. Shot clock at 5. Here's Klesman at the top. Takes the 3. Takes the 3. Tie game! Cold-blooded. Max Klesman ties it at 85. A minute 50 remaining. Damask front court for Illinois. Hepburn defending. 1:45 to play for the title. Damask between the circles retreats to the midcourt circle. 15 to shoot, 1:38 to play. Damask will give it up to Shannon. He's with Klesman, 10 to shoot. Shannon around a danger screen, throwing to Hawkins. Rips it back to Shannon for 3, left of the circle. It's good. And a timeout taken by Illinois as Terrence Shannon Jr. with a big 3. 30-second timeout taken with a minute 26 to play. 88-85 Illinois.
And it came off of a drive, kick out to Coleman Hawkins. Coleman Hawkins with the shot fake. Carter Gilmore flies, goes for the shot fake. Because of that, someone needed to come. All of a sudden, one more kick to Terrence Shannon Jr.
He has 31 points today, 3 of 6 from 3. Badgers, that timeout was taken by Illinois, so Greg Gard still has 2 timeouts available. Brad Underwood has 1. Illinois has the possession arrow.
And that timeout there is defensively to try to make sure you're set, because you know Max is going to be in some actions. AJ's going to come get the ball, all of it.
Tyler Wall is fouled out, so Gilmore in there for Wisconsin along with Store, Crowell, Klesman, and Hepburn. As Gilmore puts it in play to Chucky. And a slow jog it through the center circle. A feed for Klesman, high on the right. Max left-hand dribble. Tried to step back, lost the handle, regains control. Turns down the Crowell screen, throws to Stevie up top. Crowell picked up the dribble, right of the circle. Gets it to Store, 10 to shoot. A.J. trying to attack, lost it. Taken away by Terrence Shannon. Racing back, it's Klesman. Shannon down the lane, throws it up. No, but a foul. And he goes back to the free throw line with 62 seconds remaining. Illinois up 88-85.
The driving lane there for AJ just wasn't there.
Shannon took it away, and he goes back to the foul line. Klesman with his 3rd foul. He's 12 of 13 at the free throw line. Following up his 40-point performance yesterday with another masterpiece, he has 31 and make it 32. His first free throw rolls in. 89-85 Illinois. 102 remaining. Second free throw coming up. The 5th-year senior out of Chicago. On the way and good. 90-85 Illinois. We're down to 1 minute to play. Hepburn, right sideline, front court. Driving on Shannon in the lane. Pushed it up, rolls off, no good. Goody the rebound. Now Shannon got by Klesman. Crowell is back, and Crowell fouls Shannon.
And the Badgers, empty possessions. They put 85 on the board. But some empty possessions here at crunch time, proving costly. Not over yet, but Shannon goes back to the foul line where he's missed just once in 15 tries.
Yeah, and I thought there was enough contact there. Nice looking at the replay now, Matt.
Crowell with his fourth foul.
Talked about that foul on Tyler Wall. Probably same call. Should have probably gotten it. You didn't. Now you try to play this game, extend it out. You're down by six.
First free throw good. John Blackwell in for Carter Gilmore. 91-85 Illinois. Ty Rogers will come back in for Dane Danger. Second free throw coming up for Terrence Shannon Jr. Eyes the rim. Free throw is on the way, and it's short. Rebound Crowell. Badgers down six. 48 seconds left. Hepburn throwing to Klesman for three. Straight on. That's going to be short. No good. Hepburn rising up for the rebound. He got hammered by Terrence Shannon Jr. Boy, Chucky really getting up in the air. And he'll go to the free throw line for two shots as the Badgers are in the double bonus with 41.8 seconds remaining. 91-85 Illinois. Chucky Hepburn with 18 points today. He had 22 yesterday against Purdue. First free throw good for Hepburn.
And if you're Wisconsin, you're in this. You hope Chucky makes this. No, you've got a foul. The guy to foul is Rogers at a 62%. See if you can take away the other players. See if you can get the ball in Rogers' hands, and that's the guy you want to foul.
McGee in, Crowell out, 91-86 Illinois. Second free throw good for Hepburn. 91-87 Illinois. Rogers will be throwing it in with 41.8 to play. No one on him. Presses on. Inbounds pass on. Ooh, that's a guy to get. Got there too late. Here's Shannon. Gets it to DeMask. Into the lane. Goes up, and he got fouled by Kamari McGee. And Chucky was trying to get to
Chucky
Rogers.
Chucky was trying to get to Rogers, but Brian Dorsey didn't see it. He didn't see it. They tried to take it.
McGee with the foul on DeMask. The officials busting in there. McGee was helping him up, and they're going to look at the monitor.
They're going to look at this. I hope this isn't.
I mean, that's a basketball play.
Matt, it is. It is. Yeah. But unfortunately, I've seen it called F1s more than I like this year.
There is.
Throughout the whole league.
I'm going to tell you right now, there is zero there. I just looked at it.
Oh, no, there's zero there. There's zero there.
Yeah, this should take about three more seconds.
It's not going to.
It should.
It should.
It should. I mean, this ain't brain surgery, guys. We have 35.5 seconds left in the game. 91-87, Illinois leading Wisconsin. I mean, Kamari McGee is in there just trying to stop a layup. There was nothing above the head or shoulders. It's not.
It's literally there's a guy
playing
that's
basketball. Oh, yeah.
Let's go, boys. And I really thought it started because Chucky tried to get Ty Rogers. I thought he did. I mean, Brian Dorsey had his head turned.
Yeah, they're going to play basketball here. Free throws coming up. So no flagrant one. 35.5 seconds remaining. It's 91-87. Illinois is Marcus DeMask, who is 7 of 8 at the foul line. 24 points for him, 7 rebounds, and 8 assists. Two shots coming up for DeMask. And what that delay did was give everybody a chance to catch breath and get a freebie timeout. First free throw, DeMask is good. Illinois just terrific at the foul line here today. Now 25 of 29. Badgers are 20 of 23. Crowell back in for Wisconsin, replacing McGee. Second free throw coming up for DeMask. He's on the way, and it's good. 93-87, Illinois, 35 seconds left. Hepburn to the front court, down to 30 seconds. Chucky picked up the dribble.
Throws it out the crowd, hands it back to Hepburn. High on the left, 24 seconds left. Store for three, up top. Off the left side iron, Hepburn runs it down. Left corner contested three is off the side of the glass. And Shannon gets the rebound and throws it out of traffic ahead to Coleman. Hawkins with 10 seconds left. Hepburn a near steal. Hawkins will dribble it out. He'll give it to Goody. Flips to Rogers, back to Goody. And the Illinois Fighting Illini will be the Big Ten tournament champions. A heck of a game. Illinois will end up 6 points better this afternoon.
It was a great college basketball game, Matt.
It really was. We've seen a couple of them here in this tournament for Wisconsin. We've seen four good games. A ridiculously good performance against Maryland. A good, very good performance against a gritty Northwestern team. A classic yesterday. And you know, this would hit the category of classic as well. Just not the ending the Badgers and their fans were hoping for.
I thought Chucky played great. I thought he brought a lot of energy. And we talked about there was a play Wisconsin could have gone up 10. They did everything they needed to do. They didn't finish it. Illinois gets it, comes down, bangs a three. It's a 5-point game instead of a 9-point game, excuse me. And thought it was a 10-point game. And thought that was the turning point. But man, did this team show a lot of grit, a lot of toughness.
Well, there is enough evidence to show that getting here could mean a little, a lot, or absolutely nothing to the NCAA tournament. But suffice to say, if the Badgers can continue to bottle up this effort, we have seen at the end of the regular season and through four games here, they got a chance to dance for a little while, would you say?
Oh, there's no question. And most importantly, this group believes. I mean, that effort, like, we couldn't say that coming to Minneapolis. We thought we could.
Yep.
We tried to say it.
Yep, tried to believe it.
Tried to, but, yeah. I mean, yeah, they were playing better basketball. But after this weekend, you can't tell me that you can't put together something here.
Final score this afternoon, Illinois 93, Wisconsin 87. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ad Council.
The Wisconsin Badger postseason is presented by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Today's game is also brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as Illinois outlasting Wisconsin this afternoon in a terrific college basketball game. 93-87. A Max Klesmit three in the final 2 minutes pulled Wisconsin even at 85, but Illinois outscoring Wisconsin the rest of the way, 8-2. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. I've always thought Butchy, and you can address this far better than I, but I'm on the worst feelings that any player could have is when the confetti's flying and it ain't for you. It was coming down, and the Badger players have just had to go through the handshake line and get into the locker room while Illinois gets set to collect a trophy.
Absolutely, I've done it.
I've been on both sides,
thankfully. There's nothing worse. And then especially at this part of it, now go act happy about the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough, but I think this team could show that. And it, man, they played well. That's the thing. Be different if you didn't feel like they played well. They had a chance down the shot, down the stretch here. I thought they played some really good basketball. And it just doesn't go their way. That's sports. That's the reality of it. Illinois made a couple more plays down the stretch. But this team, any questions that were out there about them should be over. I'm just going to say that to Badger fans right now. You know, they were getting loud for whatever reason, because that's what fans sometimes do. Hey, they answered all the questions. Now enjoy the ride of March, however long that is.
Yeah, well, they'll find out where they'll be riding to in relatively short order.
Let's hope it's Friday.
Yeah, for their sake.
For their sake, absolutely.
Absolutely. And, you know, Illinois probably thinking much the same thing. Doesn't always work that way, but that's what you're hoping for. And we'll see the matchups here for Wisconsin, what that looks like, the seed. You know, is it five? Is it six? But, I mean, to me, it's what's the style of play of your opponent. We'll all start to get answers to that quite soon. Illinois 93, Wisconsin 87. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show is coming up with Butchie's Breakdown. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
We continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as Illinois defeats Wisconsin this afternoon, 93-87. The Illini claiming the Big Ten Tournament Championship. Time now for Butchie's breakdown. What you got for us, Brian?
Well, it really comes down to one sequence in this game. It's sitting there at 8 points. Wisconsin drives. Missed the layup, get a second chance opportunity. They drive again, doesn't go their way. Long rebound leads to an Illinois runout. All of a sudden, they bang a three. It's a 5-point game. And at that point, it kind of turned a little bit. The what if it would have been to get it to 10, I think we're sitting here a little bit different.
Yeah, Badgers led at one point, 61-51, and then Illinois, they erased that in pretty short order.
No question.
And then Illinois led by getting into that two-possession range. And then Max Klesmet hit a three to tie the game at 85, and there was a minute 50 remaining when he hit that shot. But from there, Illinois came back. Terrence Shannon, a cold-blooded three. It became really the Shannon show. Three free throws, and then Marcus Damask with two more.
And why that three was so important, talking earlier in the day, it was limit transition. It was a transition three.
Yeah.
Limit free throws. Well, because of that run, then it got to Terrence Shannon, him getting to the free throw line. And then they did a good job rebounding the ball. They did everything they needed to. A couple of those things. And in March, that's what it is, Matt. It's little things.
It's so close,
it's
right?
It's little things. And those sequences are why things change.
Yep.
So, and that's the reality of it.
So the sting of this for Wisconsin will last a little bit, but they're going to be finding out who they're playing, when and where. It's one of the weirdest of things. Talk about it every year, even for the Illinois guys out there. They're a fired-up group as well. It should be. But their attention is going to be turning here pretty soon, as this is the last game played before the selection show. It's something the Big Ten administrators love to have because of the exposure. Coaches maybe not so much, but for Illinois right now, you don't care about that. You won the game.
You won the game. Yeah. Absolutely.
Illinois wins it 93-87. We'll have more. We'll check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Now you can shop local without leaving your chair. The WRJN Big Deals are here, and you can save from 30 to 50% on great local food, entertainment, and merchandise. Log on to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. You'll find savings on Tony Chen's Chinese restaurant, the Lanes on 20, and breakout escape rooms. It's easy, it's local, and you'll save 30 to 50%. It's at WRJN.com. Click on Big Deals.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Postgame coverage continues as Illinois takes down Wisconsin this afternoon in the Big Ten Conference Tournament Championship game, 93-87. A check of the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard on this championship Sunday. In the American Athletic Conference, Temple looking to steal one. Didn't happen. UAB beat them 85-69. The A-10 championship belongs to Duquesne, defeating VCU 57-51. Bruce Pearl's Auburn Tigers take the ACC tournament title 86-67 over Florida. And Yale is your Ivy League champs, defeating Brown 62-62.
to 61. Illinois 93, Wisconsin 87. We'll have more as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Trusted by car enthusiasts and professionals alike, Gunk Engine Degreaser is a highly effective automotive cleaning solution designed specifically to eliminate grease, grime, and oil deposits from your vehicle's engine. Gunk not only promotes optimal engine performance, but extends the lifespan of your vehicle's components as well. For performance you can rely on, ask for Gunk Engine Degreaser. All the auto parts you need at the value you expect. Now that's bumper to bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says, I need to go to the bathroom. And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing at a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your odds are better here.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Sean Cleary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
Zimmerville into the house, O'Shea.
Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clearybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Cleary out.
Listen up, Badger fans. Are you looking to save money while also saving the planet? Well, you can do just that with Everlight Solar, the largest residential solar company in Wisconsin. With our zero out-of-pocket program, any homeowner can win with solar energy by simply shifting what you already pay for power to pay for solar panels instead. Visit EverlightSolar.com today to schedule your no-cost consultation. With zero out-of-pocket along with generous tax incentives and rebates, it's a no-brainer for any homeowning Badger fan. Everlight Solar, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Illinois defeats the Badgers here this afternoon, 93-87. Well, the next storyline, as far as the Big Ten is concerned, is kind of win some games in this thing.
I think they can, Matt. As much as this conference has had bad tournament performances with more teams, I think less teams is going to lead to longer Big Ten teams. I just do. I think this Illinois team, you know, they can play with anybody there. Purdue, I don't see a first-round exit. Nebraska, the way they move the ball offensively, better defense, like what they've done defensively. This Wisconsin team, like, I don't think there's enough. Like, I expect longer. And I might be wrong. I mean, we're close to it.
Right.
So I might see with Big Ten goggles. I don't think so. I've watched enough college basketball, though.
All things are cyclical, and this has been a conference in a bad cycle as far as NCAA tournament success goes. Tell me what you think. You know, last year, the Big Ten had a lot of teams in the muddled middle seeds, right? 7
for
through
sure.
10. I don't know. I mean, you want to get out of the 8-9 game. You don't want to mess around second round with UConn
Correct.
Or Houston, you know, all the predictables.
Correct.
But otherwise, Brian, I don't know if there's going to be is there really going to be that much difference between a 4 and a 13 in some cases, depending on style of play and all of that?
No, right? I don't think so. We've seen it. I mean, crying out loud, we saw it yesterday. You've had three of the teams that have been – there's been three teams that have been dominant. Dominant. Guess what? Two of those three lost yesterday. and those three have been above everybody else.
Yeah, and really so much of this – actually, let's pause first for 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
I guess it's a captain obvious statement here as we continue with our postgame coverage, too. So much of this is going to be health. Everybody is hurting in some way, shape, or form. But we saw, Max Klesman was able to finish the game, and he knocked down some big-time threes, but he needed the exercise bike. We know, he was struggling there with the health a little bit. Tyler Wall played through, but he hasn't been great with Purdue. How healthy is it? Braden Smith hasn't looked quite like himself.
Oh, yeah.
The big one in our state, obviously, or another big one in our state, but one of the big stories in the tournament is Tyler Kolick. They held him out of the Big East